Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe is also set to impose a new measure that would nationalize all businesses in the country. According to the measure, the government would claim 51% ownership of all businesses, including foreign-owned companies. The announcement comes just 1 week before the African Union countries are scheduled to meet to discuss regional issues. Many hold Mugabe responsible for the demise of Zimbabwe's once thriving economy, now the seventh year of its worst economic crisis in memory. We spoke to Gunther Zimmermacher, editor of the South African Southern Cross, about the situation.
This is not a process of nationalization entirely, but it is the process of indigenizing business in Zimbabwe. The proposed law is not quite as bad as had been expected after some of the comments that Robert Mugabe had made over the last few weeks. But, of course, there are concerns. The Mugabe government is incapable of managing a process of transformation. Certainly at this point, most businesses in Zimbabwe are already black-owned or have a 51% stake. So it is difficult to say what effect exactly this law is going to have on an economy that is already in a complete meltdown. But one cannot expect that it is going to help the economy. And with news that inflation might hit an unofficial 1.5 million% by the end of the year,